It's time to spring into deals at Lowe's. Freshen up your yard with Stay Green Premium 2 Cubic Foot Mulch. 5 bags for $10. Then get what you need to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh with up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/6. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
So I'm going to read you something that's unsettling and disturbing and happens. So these are police reports from last week in the Heinz Lofts. So right on the North Shore over there. Resolve crisis folks are reporting a guy threatening to jump from the lofts, okay? The cops go, and then they bring in the drone unit. They respond, man. They give a damn. And the trained guy was going to hang himself from a railing at the Heinz Lofts, okay? Contact was made, which is amazing how they pull this off. They're amazing. And the guy was safely taken in custody on a 302, which means they can admit you to Western Psych. Okay? Fine. Problem resolved. No. And by the way, this is what happens because there are no beds. Less than 8 hours later, so he goes to Western Psych and they evaluate him and they say that he's okay, that they've calmed him down and they release him. They got no beds. They got no space. Try to get a bed in a treatment center. 8 hours later, 16th Street Bridge. This I'm reading from police reports. Excuse me. Same person from earlier. Same person, Patrick. Released from Western Psych, threatens suicide again. Drone in the air, caught on stationary camera. Officers gave short chase, ended with person in custody. Finally getting treatment. I wish I could tell you this was unusual. I wish I could tell you this was an extraordinary circumstance. I wish I could tell you this never happens, but it does. The smartest man I know in this area, one of the premier brains in the country regarding this sort of desperate need for help, is former Congressman and Dr. Tim Murphy. Good morning, Doc. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Marty. Good afternoon to you.
My man, you hear that and you cringe, don't you, sir?
I do, because stories like that take place every day,
yep,
perhaps even every hour in bigger cities across America. People in desperate need for care. They can't get it. The barriers are there with Medicare, Medicaid, federal regulations, state regulations, and quite frankly, in many cases, states and counties that don't make a decision to work on these things. So the people are left to languish on the streets, suffering. Families have to care for them in the county jail, under the bridges, and giving people a blanket, a tent, and a food cart or a soup kitchen is not treatment for these problems.
I've known Tim for at least 20 years. I know friends that he's helped. He's a tremendous asset. I've actually said to him, his leadership is desperately needed in America and in Washington in particular, especially in this area of mental health. We tried to get a young man a bed, a young man who was breaking walls and windows and hurting people. And his mom, Doc, planted herself in an emergency room in Washington, PA, and said, "I'm not leaving till we get a bed." There was nothing in Pittsburgh because they have 6 beds for teens. It took us a week, and we got him a bed in Philadelphia. Hey, Doc, what the hell's going on, man? Honestly.
Well, federal regulations in the 1960s, in an attempt to stop people from dumping friends and other people in these psychiatric hospitals, which were originally designed to keep people away from jails and chained to the walls and straitjacketed and men in the white coats coming. But in the 1950s, some 500,000 hospital beds we had in this country began to deteriorate because a lot of the doctors and nurses, quite frankly, went off to war to fight, and less and less qualified people were there. And then what happened was states began to realize it was very expensive. The federal government says, we can't keep paying for this. President Kennedy signed a bill in 1963 before he died, said, we need to go to community mental health centers. But those were never really established as a place to take care of the sickest of the sick. And when under the Johnson administration, they said, we're going to reduce the number of hospital beds to 16. 16 per hospital, that's it. Or else Medicare isn't going to pay for them, because Medicare will pay for long-term care if someone has some troubles. And that's happening. That other group said, well, we don't want anybody going to hospital against their will, forgetting or neglecting that people with severe illness aren't aware they're sick.
Wow.
So these storms continued on. And since the 1960s, we've continued to have a shortage in beds. The population has doubled of our country. And police, very frustrated. It's a large percentage of their calls. When you see that someone is involved in a terrible, what they call a police assault, in many cases, that's someone who is mentally ill, not in medication. This is so important. I don't want us to be afraid of people with schizophrenia and psychosis. But if the person is not in treatment, they can become erratic and they can be violent. A friend of mine this morning was telling me in his apartment building, a man down the hall off his medication, severe bipolar illness, was nearly killing his wife. He had to go and restrain this guy waiting for 20 minutes for the police to come there. And once he got stabilized again, a few days later, he said, I'm so sorry. I don't know what came over me. This is my illness. We do this all the time, Marty. Quite frankly, it gets frustrating for me. Sometimes I say, what else can I do here?
Right.
But I'm trying to get Congress and counties and states to look. You got to do something about this. Neglect is not a treatment. But we continue to do this. And then we rub our hands together and says, why? Well, what was that? Remember that old cartoon Pogo?
Of course.
When he once said, we've met the enemy and he is us.
Yes. Hey, Doc, you wrote this spot-on friggin' piece in the American Spectator. Alarming piece. Shockingly enough, most Americans, the vast majority of Americans, agree with you, sir. Medical treatment for mental illness sucks. In essence, that's the summary of it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is, and by the way, people can find it on my website, drtimmurphy.com. That's drtimmurphy.com.
Great stuff.
But in this report of a study that was done, they studied 1,000 randomly chosen Americans, half Democrats, half Republicans. And we chose two firms. One is a Republican firm, one's a Democrat firm. We wanted to say this is not partisan. But here's the thing. When we ask people, do you think the country's mental health care system is good? Only 18% of the national sample said yes. But we also sampled families who have someone in the family with mental illness, and of that group, only 6% said the mental health system in our country is good. Now, you would think, I mean, just look at the things you deal with all the time with Get Marty.
I mean,
it can be a pothole. And if you have something like 80% of the people in neighborhoods had fixed this pothole, well, by golly, they'll send a truck down there.
It's actually true.
But we're talking about lives here. But what goes on with this? We know that these things can be treated. Now, not all cases. And in some cases, if someone has a history of violence and someone, quite frankly, in some cases, they need to be incarcerated. But what happens here is that we found that 34% of the people in our sample said they were unable to get care in the past year.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that.
They said maybe they didn't have insurance. Insurance wasn't going to pay for it. They lost their job. They couldn't get the right medication. They couldn't find a provider. When they found a doctor, the doctor says, I'd like to help you, but this isn't my specialty. And so they also said that what happens, they end up in emergency room. 75% they said ended up in a hospital emergency room. 51% said they got engaged with the police. That's not how you treat mental illness. That's how we do it. And then 77% of our national sample and 90% of the families said they believe the federal government spends too little to help with serious mental illness. And now get this, a whopping 77% said we're willing to do more, even if it means higher taxes. And 90% of the family group said this. And now here's the mic drop moment in election year. 78% of the national sample and 97% of the family said they will more likely vote for a candidate who prioritizes mental health care.
Yeah, but my man, the only person I hear it from ain't no candidate. It's a brilliant guy named Tim Murphy. Can you hang, Doc? Can you hang?
Yeah.
It's important stuff, man. He's the only man. It's amazingly important.
Time to spring into deals at Lowe's. Freshen up your yard with Stay Green Premium 2 cubic foot mulch. 5 bags for $10. Then get what you need to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh with up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/6. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
I know parents have tried to get their teens in to see a psychiatrist. 6 months. Someone who's suicidal and depressed. No, come on, man. I know adults who cannot get into Western Psych. They have, most times they have 8, 10, 12 beds. It's an American tragedy. I got to be honest, Doc. Tim Murphy joining us. I get tired of hearing about, we closed the mental hospitals. No kidding, Doc. We did it 50 years ago, man. It's time to move on and do something about it. Is it not, sir?
It is. And it will take some bold and courageous decisions in doing so. Look, a recent New York Times poll said, I think it's less than 10% of people have confidence Congress is doing work. Now, the only reason they don't do polls in the state level is many people don't understand their state government or the county or their township or city government. But all are responsible here. We do wring our hands and shout out in sorrow when there is a tragedy.
Yep.
We're familiar with such things as when Rob Reiner was killed by his son who was switching medications, some with schizophrenia, and we hear about the arguments and threats he had at Conan O'Brien's party. Why was he in the hospital? Probably because they couldn't get him one. The Reiners had plenty of money, but legal barriers in California is unless you're immediately making a threat to kill someone, they can't put you away. Look at the case that happened in South Carolina, where a man by the name of DeCarlos Brown, on film, shows him allegedly stabbing a woman. She died from her wounds. Yeah. And we found out he had some like 14 different times they took a mugshot of him, enough to charge him with crimes, but put back out on the street. Why? Because they said, well, you're going to have to come back voluntarily for treatment. Another woman a couple weeks ago by the name of Naomi Guzman pushes away a three-year-old in a shopping cart at a Walmart with a large knife, threatens the child, threatens the mother. Policeman came over. At the point the woman stabbed the child, she was shot and killed. Well, it turns out someone else who was left to say, well, care for yourself. And the list goes on and on and on. Many, many times this occurs. I want to emphasize, people with schizophrenia themselves are not more violent if they are in treatment. Nice. And judges have got to be educated. So this goes to the judicial branch too. Judges have to be educated to understand that just because someone can keep it together in court and say, I'm not going to hurt anybody myself, that standard of imminent danger, you got to bypass that and look at, is this person so gravely disabled? Do they have a history of that? That trying to be nicey-nicey and say, well, we don't want to force treatment on you, there's a time to say, no, that has to happen because a person is not capable of making those decisions on their own. Much like a person with Alzheimer's who can't take care of themselves, wandering around the streets at 3 a.m. with a barefooted in the snow, you don't say, well, we're going to let her wander around because she thinks she's headed to school. No, there's times when we have to step in. That's the way we save lives. That's the most human thing possible. Look at the quote from the Bible when the king says, you know, that you have clothed the naked, fed the hungry, visited those in prison. And the apostle said, well, when did that happen? He said, every time, or if you haven't done it, every time you walk past someone, you did that to me too. Well, we're obligated as well. I feel sometimes like I got to be
blunt with you about something. I'm going to go through our, and I mean this, because I know all these guys and so do you. I'm going to go through the congressional delegation, Summerlee, DeLuzio, the McCormick, Fetterman, Guy, Reschenthaler, and I know them all. I do, sir. Mm-hmm. Sir, and Patrick knows this because he's here, and so does Trevin. I haven't had one of them, let's be honest, with those agenda points. Not one of them has ever said, we got to do something. It's always something else. I'm not picking on them. I'm just saying, who the hell, sir, is carrying the torch outside of you, Congressman? Who? Give me a name. Tell me, where's it at?
Well, I know Senator McCormick has asked me, and I've met with him in his office in Washington, to continue to send some information to his legislative director. But as far as writing specific legislation,
I love that's him, something by the I hope way. To McCormick continue to really cares. Yeah.
Guy Reschenthaler, I've been texting him back and forth. I sent him this article.
Love him.
He's a wonderful person. He's got other priorities on his mind. And that's the thing. Everybody has other priorities.
Hold on, though. You just said it, though. You just said it. And you're right, man. There's you. And then what? I don't know where to go with this because you're right about this stuff.
Well, the other one is Mike Kelly. So he's north of us in Butler.
I like Mike a lot.
Now, Mike is candid. He has a son with a number of problems. And he will tell you, quite frankly, with sometimes tears in his eyes and frustration. This is a tough guy. This guy played for Notre Dame. He's a tough guy.
Love him.
But he will tell you he can't get the care his son needs.
True.
And what good is that? I work with him too. I'd love it if the Ways and Means Committee could do a hearing on this, just to show the insurmountable mass of going through Medicare and Medicaid. Remember that game, Chutes and Ladders?
Of course.
Well, getting care for someone with mental illness is not like, okay, you have the diagnosis, you get the care, you get some Medicaid help, you get Social Security disability, then long-term you get this. That doesn't work like that. It's like, oh, insurance failed, back down, or you get in a fight, off to jail, or parents kicked you out, you're homeless, you picked up another disease, you're in the hospital. That's the way it works. Only it's more chutes than ladders in these folks.
So
Marty, I hope that you as a voice can continue.
Yeah, and that's what I want to do, because you're so good at this, man. Let's put together a plan, me and you, and target some folks and get this moving. Because people are dying, okay? I love you, man. Yeah. You're amazing. You're a miracle to us. Let's use that and use the men and women who care and make a difference, okay?
Let's get Marty's army on this, right?
I'm all in. Tim Murphy, my man's the best in America at this stuff. It's a big, big, massive, massive problem.
Time to spring into deals at Lowe's. Freshen up your yard with Stay-Green Premium 2 Cubic Foot Mulch. 5 bags for $10. Then get what you need to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh with up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/6. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
So, apparently you have to have the mic on to talk. Who said that? So the word on the streets is that gas... Trevin.
Yes, sir.
So, I'm my man, you tell
I'm
me that when...
Don't talk to me right now.
Are you telling... you tell me, my man, that it went from 469 to 499
I'm
and one...
Telling, huh? I'm telling you, in the morning, it went from 69 to 99. That
wow.
is on Route 1, okay? We got a call confirming that.
Wow.
I've been watching, and for the people in Greentree, when I come to work, I always look at Noblestown Road, because I come the back way. And the... There's two gas stations. I won't mention them, but there are two there that I keep
Why?
My
mention
eye on.
Them.
Oh, it doesn't matter to me. There are two that I keep my eye on.
Yeah.
And they're both the same price.
What?
All the time.
How much?
One was $4.19. Remember, this was the story I told you.
Yeah, yeah.
One at the $4.19. Then I came back and one was $4.39. And then it was $4.69. So I'm still frozen at $4.69.
$4.99.
So I'm going to look at those today when we leave. I'm going to look at those two gas stations to see what the price is there. But on Route 51,
wow.
The caller said, tell Marty that gas was $4.69 this morning for regular. Right now, it's $4.99.
Come on. Okay. Come on.
I'm looking at Gas Buddy
ahead,
right
man.
Now.
Yeah.
All right. Getco on Cochrane Road.
Yeah.
Jumped to $4.99 an hour ago.
Really?
According to someone who.
That's a block
one
from my
morning.
House.
Mm-hmm. One morning, Marty.
BP on Green Tree Road, $4.69. Sunoco on Cochrane, $4.69.
So
we know they're ticking up.
How would they justify 30 cents a gallon overnight? There's no way, man.
When they just did it a couple nights ago, 30 cents.
Yeah. Mm. Wow. What's the breaking point? I heard people say $5. Well, we're there. Huh? We're there.
I mean, you got to go to work. So you just had to
well,
find
that's
another
the point.
Way
yeah.
to go to work.
And the bus doesn't go everywhere. The people I worry about is anyone driving any of these DoorDash, anything, right?
Yeah, because their costs are going up, way up.
Ooh.
Uber, Lyft.
Oof.
And gentlemen, some people left what they were doing.
Does Uber have a surcharge?
Uber drivers.
I'm sure they added one.
Right.
I haven't used it in a bit.
Go ahead, Trevin.
But
sorry.
That's their main income. My point
it
was
is.
That some people left the actual jobs that they were doing before because it fit them to be the Uber drivers.
No, it's true.
And
now,
the brunt of that, $5 a gallon? Are you kidding me?
Well, I saw someone, Shumway had interviewed, he's into this stuff and I love him for it. $150. They have an SUV, but it was $150 to fill their truck. And my man Frank, I also, you know, we love Frank. They throw an extra 20 cents in for that summer blend crap. Right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they're typically, like, right.
They do, Trevor. They say it's more expensive the summer.
I'm a regular person. I'm stuck on regular gas. Just give me affordable regular gas.
Your wife has to use the high premium. Octane, whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah, the premium.
I saw at a station on Cochrane, Sunoco, near our home, $5.83. So it was pushing $6 for the high end.
I don't feel bad for my wife, but my kid, he has to put premium in
a
his
Cooper.
Little Mini Cooper. Yeah.
I didn't know that. What, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
and he's working.
Almost $6 a gallon.
And he drives a lot.
He does.
And who had 23 trucks? They told us they're getting crushed. Bam. So if you have a business, what the hell do you do? Now that we're at $5, now it gets, people get ugly and testy. And I don't know the inner workings of it, but there's a bald-faced lie for them to suggest that somehow they can move gas 30 cents overnight, Patrick. There's no way that they got a big old truck of gas and it's 30 cents more. And by the way,
diesel is now over $6 a gallon.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm looking at the numbers from Getco. Unleaded $4.99. Super, that's the mid, $5.39. Premium, $5.79. Diesel, $6.09. God.
Hey, and so you folks know this. The gas station guys don't get rich from this. This is not their payday. The oil companies... we'll make billions from this. The guy running the Getco, The guy running the Sunoco, Maybe a couple pennies, but they are not getting rich from this. My man George.
There we go. Beat of the streets, Elizabeth at the bottom of Wiggle Hill. Getco members, $4.69 a gallon and $4.99 a gallon for the regular average Joe.
What's the cutoff? When do people hit the wall, George? I thought it was
$5. They're used to this. They're used to near $5. I want to see it hit $10 and see what we do.
$10.
Levittown, baby.
What?
Levittown.
Man.
Oh. No, we're still not at the highest, which was 2022. Regular was $5.07.
Well, that brings comfort.
Diesel was $6.32, but we're getting closer,
I
man.
Feel so much better now. Brother Ernie, go ahead.
Hey, just a little perspective, Marty.
Yeah.
I'm a couple of years older than you. I'm retired now.
Yeah.
But in 1980, as an apprentice, I was making $8.82, and gas hit $1. and my mortgage that I got the next year was 14 1/8. So
whoa, hold on. This was Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, exactly. And Jimmy Carter, right.
Yeah, it was.
So I'm just saying, I'm putting it in perspective. It was a tough time then, too.
I don't know what that means. I don't know how that's supposed to bring comfort to people that can't drive their truck.
Well, I understand. I'm just putting it there that, you know, hey, when you're an apprentice in the building trades, you had to travel to wherever you had to go.
It's a damn truth. It's a damn truth.
They gave you $2 a day for gas back in those days. So
yeah, that
just a thought.
Jimmy Carter, those were those days, man. No one could afford anything.
The energy crisis.
Yeah.
Oh, it was horrible. I remember the lines. Yeah, it was horrible. How much was gas? How much was it a gallon?
It was. That's when it hit a dollar. End of 79 into 80.
Wow. It's amazing.
And everybody flipped out when it went, you know, to a dollar, man. Everybody went crazy.
Help me out. What was it? What was a good price before that? I don't remember. I'm stupid. Sorry.
78 cents.
I see.
Yep.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
When I got married in 78, it was 78 cents.
Oh, that's beautiful, man. I think what happens is now it has this cycle effect on everything. The price of food, right? Look what happened to Spirit Airlines, right? All the other low-cost airlines. That's why Latrobe is going to have such a tough time getting a low-cost airline in there. Because all of them are paying insane money for jet fuel. A cost for farmers, fertilizer. Anyone that has a trucking company, absolutely screwed right now. $5 on 51. What'd you say, $4.99 on 51?
Yes, sir, $4.99.
That's five. Wow. No end in sight, folks. Give me a buzz, 866-391-1020. Craig, hang in there. I know you're a gas, oil guru, alleged. I'll get your opinion in a second. I want to throw my vacation theory out there. My man Shumway, and I love Shumway. He's my man. Shumway kind of said that people start canceling vacation trips to the Jersey Shore based on gas. No. And let me do some quick math for you. Let's just say gas went up. I'll even say $3 a gallon. All right. Let's say I have a 20-gallon tank. It's 18, but we'll just for rounding purposes. All right. Let's say it goes up $3 a gallon. All right. That's $60 a tank full. Let's say I use two full, and we don't, but let's say I use two full tanks to get there and then back. Okay? It's a couple hundred bucks. A lousy rental. Patrick knows this. I live this. A lousy rental at the Jersey Shore is $6,000 a week. I'm not kidding. My point is, ain't no one canceling no $8,000 vacation over a couple hundred dollars worth of gas. I'm not suggesting it doesn't create tremendous pain for folks. I'm not. But I don't think, and no one's canceling their plane flights, Patrick. Fares are going up. You can't get flights.
Now, some of the regional carriers, because of the cost,
spanked.
Have canceled flights.
Spanked, because they can't pay for it.
Exactly. The airlines have canceled, not the passengers.
And we have a friend who's a big shot travel agent. The rich don't give a damn. They could care less. That being said, everybody's getting shafted. Food has exploded. Gas has exploded. Airfare has exploded. Housing prices have exploded. Americans are squeezed and they're aggravated. They are. And they're grumpy. Craig's never grumpy. Go ahead, man.
I'm always grumpy. You know, I hope these big oil companies take us to dinner and a movie, since what they're doing to us. At least we can get dinner and a movie out of it.
Well, hold on. My man knows his stuff with regard to oil and gas. They will make on this billions of dollars, sir. Billions,
if not trillions.
That's right.
I would start with the T, with the trillions. You know, here's the crazy thing. Back in March of 26, a barrel of oil is actually more than it is today. And yet today, gasoline is a dollar more than back in March.
That's a scam. Craig, come on, man. You know this game. How the hell would they explain to me at a gas station how they could raise their gas 30 cents a gallon overnight? How? Without lying.
Well, back during COVID, when Governor Newsom passed out those, he was the only state to do it. They passed out gasoline checks. I think it was like $2,000 for everybody over the age of 18 that a car was titled in their name. Gas went up a dollar overnight. They knew that the people were getting that money.
Wow.
So, you know, here's the thing. We got to find out. The reports aren't out yet. We got to find out how much of our product is being sent overseas, because right now there isn't a single drop of OPEC oil in the Pennsylvania gas tank. Not one drop.
Nope.
So we got to find out how much of our product is being sent overseas to where they're making even more money putting us in dire straits here in America. We'll find out.
Billions. Billions. They're laughing about this. Laughing. Yeah, they love this. The oil companies love this. Thank you. He does know his stuff. It's a bottomless pit of angst. You can't tell me how they can, arguably with facts, say we raised it last night by 40 cents and here's why. They can't tell you that. They can't. Because it's a lie. You know what Trevin says? You got to go to work. And that's the fact. At the bottom, at the end of the day. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, the reason I'm calling, Marty, because, for instance, this is a financial channel on the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize this, but 76, minutes before the war started in Iraq, the Trump family invested $400 million in oil stocks.
All right. Okay. And they're richer than they were. It doesn't help me today. And I don't have that in front of me to verify it. And if they did, that's a whole nother day and a whole nother story. I did not see it in the Wall Street Journal. I actually read it every day. I'm not saying you're lying. What I'm dealing is with everyday folks who are driving Uber and Lyft or DoorDash or trying to run an airline, Spirit, where they now have 18,000 employees laid off. And food prices are exploding because that's all tied into fertilizer costs and transportation costs and gas costs. And it's starting to get hairy. And once we eclipse 5, then it's going to get really hairy. And people are starting to get testy. And that's not good.
time to spring into deals at Lowe's. Freshen up your yard with Stay Green Premium 2 Cubic Foot Mulch. 5 bags for $10. Then get what you need to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh with up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/6. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
How would you describe yourself? Fun, sporty, bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.